morning, 6:40 a.m., July the 1st, 2014, Tuesday. Just checking my connections, make sure everything's plugged in. I'm not sure what happened yesterday. It was, other than it might have been clipped awkwardly to my collar. There were a lot of pops and clicks. 16:24 in the first half. Not really pushing, just trying to get it done today. I don't know what I have to talk about today other than the rather irritating political callers who are allegedly calling to get my opinion on candidates and topics, ideas that other people in Colorado are concerned about. Last night was gun control and the high capacity magazines. And the use of their language is really what tips me off that they're not really pollsters, because the questions are almost impossible to answer yes or no, up or down, because they're usually two or three ideas all clumped together. How strongly do you agree with this statement? Your local representative voted in favor of Common Core curriculum, taking control of local schools out of the hands of teachers and making it more difficult to educate our young people. Are you more or less likely to vote for him based on that knowledge? Is that even a true statement? B, Common Core is not exactly my best friend. Does it make it difficult to educators? Maybe. Does it take control out of the local school? Maybe. But start from the perception that they don't really care about education. What they're interested in is the banning of large capacity magazines. That's a gun control bill that is interfering with our Second Amendment right to own and bear arms. And it's like, the problem is that I'm sure that there are people who take these things very seriously, and they take that whatever the caller is saying is gospel. But in fact, I don't know. I think a little fact checking might be in order. To be truthful, I didn't know who my local state rep was. I don't know his name. And if he's done what they said he's done, I'm highly in favor of voting for him again. There's two things going for him. First, he's not stupid. Oh, and the other one was he's not a Republican, but sort of redundant. Okay. Enough politics. One of the communities I belong to had a link to a video about a young woman who collected all the costs involved and self-publishing her new book, which was coming out the day after she posted this final video. And she came to the total of $2,600. Now, she gave actually rather a spirited and animated rundown of exactly where all of the money came from, or went to, rather. And there's a couple of things. First, it's all recorded in a spiral binder. That would have been much more appropriate if she'd actually put it on a spreadsheet. And about half of what she said she spent wasn't actually on self-publication. It was on ancillary activities, like her book tour, her blog tour, her book trailer, that's what I'm going for, book trailer, her, the expenses that she had to pay to ship advanced reader copies out. Clearly a woman who does not actually understand what it is she's paying for. $25 for extended distribution because she wanted her book to be available in libraries and for bookstores to purchase. Okay. But of course she didn't mention ISBN numbers because if she's taking the extra distribution, CreateSpace insists on having their ISBN number, I think. There's something funny with ISBN numbers. And the book launch party. She had about $1,500 worth of actual legitimate expenses. $1,400 for two rounds of editing, developmental editing and a copy editing, which is actually quite reasonable. But the launch party part was the one that got me. That was like, I'm having a launch party at my house, and I've ordered 100 copies of my book to sell to people who come to the launch party. Really? So they cost about 5¼ a piece, so if she sells them for $6 a piece, that's recouping her loss, paying her expense, at least for that part. I don't know who she's expecting is going to come to her house for the book launch. That's the part that has me confused. And perhaps it's because she's got an extended family or... Good morning. And good morning to you, too. Maybe she has an extended family, maybe she has high school, college friends who are sorority sisters or something that are going to come and come to her house for the launch party of her YA novel. Now she spent $120 on her cover art, which she did herself. Monk Post. The upshot was that she had the picture taken, and she had to buy a dress to wear in the picture, and the dress needed alterations, so she had to pay for those. The expense for the umbrella lights for her videos came out of self-publishing. Now, I'm pretty sure that she's counting on these videos as being marketing, and she has several hundred subscribers. CreateSpace actually recommended her videos to some poor schmuck who apparently watched at least that one and then recommended it back to the group. I'm reading this thing going, seriously? This is what CreateSpace is recommending. And to her credit, she didn't claim the $600 video editing package that she had on her computer already, because she bought it a long time ago. I don't know if she's got Premiere or Final Cut Pro, but neither one of those costs about that. Or did. Complete overkill for what she's doing, but what the hell. Well, it looks like they are going to try to do something on the road today. I heard the backup sounds of heavy trucks doing the beep, beep, beep thing. But when I left the house this morning, there wasn't any sign of anyone around. But down here at the head of the street, there are pylons up now. Traffic cones. Move the car out when I get back. Move the car out, wake the kid up, get something to eat. See if there is actually an audio file here today. The problem, I think, is that I've munged up the contacts in the socket where the headset plugs in. I noticed that unless I have it set just right, it won't play correctly in the car anymore. I've had the phone for a couple years, so I probably can get a free upgrade. I like my phone. I like this phone. Banged up, scratched up, though it may be. It's actually not that scratched up, the Otter case. It's a great case. Rubberized corners. It's got a shock mount inside a hard plastic case. High density foam. And a waterproof seal on the face that still recognizes my finger presses and stylus marks. And yet I can wash it without being too overly concerned. They're going to put down the final coat today. It's supposed to be a nice day today. It's supposed to be like 70, 77, which compared to yesterday's 97 is downright balmy. Oh, good morning, dog. But I watched that video and I have to say, nothing I have seen lately has been less conducive, less convincing to get me to read a book. This is somebody who gives, I won't say it gives self-publishing a bad name, although I was going to say that. Oh yeah, they got the street blocked off now. Crap. Where were they 30 minutes ago? Let's see, they have equipment. Oh, there it is. Not sure what they're doing up there, but okay. But I suppose the message that if this ditz, because she really comes off like rather moronic. She's well organized, I have to say. I'm being very harsh on her, and that's probably hardly fair. Because she did do it. She pulled it together. She has a book with a really amusing cover. And she's gone through the whole process, and she's created a book that will probably never earn back $2,600, but she did it. And I guess that's the important part. Good morning. Looks like I gotta get my car out again, huh?
Yeah.
All right, I'll be right back. 32 minutes and a half, 32:40, so 16:20, front half 16:20, back half rocking and rolling, making merry like Christmas. But I am more or less at the back gate. Tomorrow is another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.